see the big plus for me to be in such a special Mokom Teure in the far LA and to see Tzminim with the light of Tzminim on their face here such a far, far Mokom of the globe. And sitting with Bruchim that are learning Erla Arboso as the glory is Marich, what means Oil Arboso? And the question is, if Rebbe HaKodesh wouldn't write Oil Arboso, he would write Leil Yitzochim, Leil Arboso. Everybody would understand. So he's writing Oil, and we have two pages to struggle to understand what means Oil. So why didn't he write Leil, and that's it? So, understanding that if we want to hunger with our chometz, it has to be Mekava Simcha. It has to be Mekava Oyo. It has to be Ef Chabad No. Neiros Lehoyo. Neiros Lehoyo is not just Hamilton. Neiros Lehoyo is not just about somebody else outside there. Neiros Lehoyo is about everybody with his own struggle, everybody with his own chometz, everybody with his own Yetzirah. The Rosh Hashiva mentioned that we are already getting close to this big Asiri Bishvat. If Aleph Bishvat was Hoy Moshe Ver Satoy Vazoy, Asiri Bishvat became the day of Moshe Shevadoyer. And this is something that it is not just you should be proud of you being Chabad. This is the easy part. To go in every place and to say I'm Chabad and to be appreciated by some and to be full of jealousy from some. This is not Chabad. This is a Kol Yoise. This is the dividend that you are getting. Being Chabad and being the Eved Nemon, לעבד נמון של הקודש ברוך הוא למוישה שבדוי ועצירי בשבט means one thing, to work, to work and to work, everybody in his level. So many things that we have to learn from this holiness that generation had a excuse to live with kach v'kach sholim. There are things that we cannot reach בשום אופן. מדרגות הקדושה, מדרגות רוח הקודש, מדרגות אהבת ישראל, big מדרגות. But being busy, being busy, and not just sit there and stare at the stars. Being busy, not at this level that never ever go to vacation. No, the Rebbe alone sent people to vacation. The Rebbe alone understood that Machmir Yisrael is a place to make a Kodesh Torah to a vacation. Vacation is needed for every human being except for an angel. But when you are not on vacation, and when you are in Yeshiva, how many minutes that are gathering to hours, we are wasting. Just a waste of time. Somebody asked in Chidush Arim, as a pupil of the Kotzke Rebbe, why did the Kotzke Rebbe mechadish in Mishneh Chassidus? What is Kotzke? So he said, we have known by our Rebbe that Bitul Azman is just Chomur as Isur Eishes Ish. This was the answer of the Chidushei Arim. Even so, we know that Darbis HaKdusha in Kotzke are so lemalo she'ein lemalo emenu, but the Chidushei Arim just put it to one sentence. Bitul Azman. We have a very interesting Sfasemes, there is the Yuletzeit in the book Sfasemes Likutim. It asking a very interesting question. We know that one of the biggest aveiros that Klal Yisrael was punished about was Bitul Torah. as the Gemara says about Bais Rishon. Why don't we find in the Vidui Yom Kippur Al Chet Shechotonu Lefonecho this thing that over in Bitul Torah Al Chet Shechotonu Lefonecho Bitul Torah, we know that this Al Chet must include all the avodos that the Jewish people are doing during the year, knowing that if you are not bevidui peh, it is me'akev in the kapor. So is it in the Rambam, and so is it in Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. It's halachos, it's me'akev b'diyed. You have to be misvaded, befiv, and tell the name of the sin. So such a big averet, bitul Torah. Look in the Alchet, it is not written there. So this is the kashet of the Heiliger Shasemes. Why don't we find the vidui de Yom Kippur, the vidui agodoy, a special vidui of Avera Vitu Torah? So he answers an answer. He has two answers. I want to say one answer. It is very deep. He says it is written in the Archei Shechotonu Lefonehu Biprikas Oil. Prikas Oil means Vitu Torah. It is written because we, Ama Torah, being so connected to the Torah, if we have the opportunity to learn Torah and to be medavar b'divrei Torah, and we are not learning, this is Prikas Oil. So the Prikas Oil describes the deepness of the sin of Bitul Torah. Bitul Torah is so chomer because it is Prikas Oil. So the Yom of the Unity lays from his facetas, talking with Mimim, the Erev Atiri Veshvat, I want to be particular about this Indian as Bitul Torah Kepshut. I know a lot of people in all the ages. I want to tell you something from my experience. People that are not very worried about their Bitul Azman, when they are grown up, they have a lot of damage in their own life, in lav dafke, in inyonim from Yiddishkeit. I'm talking of a point of view to just have good life. People that have netiyah to batlonos, and to shiamum, and to waste time, I don't know if this is an expression here in USA. By us in Israel, they say, Listrof et Azman, booming time. Somebody that doesn't have that being sensitive about just sitting and not doing nothing, he will have in his life a lot of difficulties. Because if you are somebody like it, and you are already 20 years in this system, it is not like to change. And if you are not changing it, so to be as a father to children, as a husband to a woman, as somebody that has responsibility to his work, if you are not under stress from Kabbalah's oil to your work, you will be thrown out from your place where you are working. You will have struggle in your own family, because the Pasuk says, Odom le'omol yulad. So the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin is discovering us that every man that the Ribono Shel Olam created is created for one reason and for one task, le'omol. If he has a schus, it is le'omol toiret. If he doesn't have such a big schus, it's le'omol gorem acheret. But Odom le'omol yulad, this is something that we understand as the biggest yesoid in the purpose of life. And you, as those that have the schus to belong to this community, that Rebbein Shloim gave you this gewaltige gift that nobody of the communities that we know had for so many years, it will be, I don't know here, we have to go to college to say a very sharp sentence. But you know that you, Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Shechet, is a sharp bench. hier soll ein Babitsch und was weiß, wenn es hier ein bisschen Kopf geäußert. So, as a Kopfchen, I can say. If you won't use your big Rebbe to this point of to be careful about little Torah Brikes oil, I would say, a shame on you. A shame on you. Because you are so close to the big light. Because you are there. It's not as me being a stranger in trying to imagine how it looks like. It's not as me and a lot of people as me. It's you. Pupils that are carrying on their head this coin of being tmimim. In being tmimim, in chayolim, in this gewaltige partei, the miskar yechabad. As I said, it is not just a privilege. It is something that needs you to be there for your name. It's something that you have to understand that being there and representing, being busy, this is Kiddush Hashem, Kiddush Hashem the Babbage. And being there under the Babbage Kapilich, in wasting time, this is Kiddush Hashem the Babbage. You are young enough. You are young enough to change, and you are young enough to go under a big, big achrayus. You can check yourself and examine yourself in the end of the day. It is not just how much you learned in quantity. It is not just how much you have learned in quality. It is even not so much how much you made the Apostle Satoire Vamayonois Boyfriend the Porasno. It is how much time did you waste? This is the question. So if it will be so, that you will be working, but not being there with the fright, not being there with the harode of Bitul Azman, you do not deserve to be the Niskaye Rebus mentioned. No way. We have a letter from a Polish Jew named Fruman, that was a relative to Miguel Rebbe, the Altegeir Rebbe. And he is writing in a letter something very scary. I showed it once for the Geir Rebbe Shlita, so he says, we have to be careful how we are delivering it. So I'm doing it carefully. But I must deliver it here. He is bringing that the Heilige Shvaseles said once, if I have two Junger like, one Junger man is working all day. He's working, he has that ability to be in the toilet, as it was in Poland, once upon a time, nobody knows. He has to work, le'obdo le'shomo, he's in tube, working in dermatry. So some Junger man is working, and he's working 10 hours a day. And he has 2 hours that he doesn't eat, he doesn't sleep, he doesn't move. In those 2 hours, he's learning. This is one example. And against them, a younger man that is learning 11 hours every day. He's learning. But 1 hour, he's mevatel. He's letting it go. So the Shvaseba said, this younger man that is working all day and he has the hour or two to learn in his learning is more important in my eyes than the younger man that is learning 11 hours and it takes an hour in his mevatel this hour. He's not talking about somebody that needs the break. He needs to rest, he needs to sleep. He's talking about somebody that has the ability to learn another hour is not learning. Because this person is doing the Yodai Bitul Torah. So, as I said, it's not how much pages. It is how much Brikas Oil, taking an hour, and not doing it is our what you have to do is trikasoid. Thinking about being here in such an open kodesh, far away from all the places that are so noisy, and with such a Rosh Hashanah, in such Magidish Yurim, in the abilities that L.A. is giving, being here in your young years, healthy Baruch Hashem, without guidance of Parnose, this is the ability to buy King and Toilet for the future, everybody with his future. You will be able to share in 10 years from today, be a younger man, a father to children. In 20 years from today, you will start to marry out your children. 30 years from today, 40 years from today, all your years are depending on those years that you are here. Those are the years that you are building yourself with your yesoi, ma'amitoi al-buryoi. Those are those years. If you want to prepare yourself to Asiri Bishvat or Asiri Yerkoides, let's see how much you can learn from you, Heilige Rebbe, to be a menatze lazman, and to be afraid from Bizbuz Azman. 1 minute by the Rebbe, 1 minute didn't go away, 1 minute, just for things that we saw. What we don't know. We don't know about Aliyat Neshomen. We don't know about Tikkun Neshomen. What we don't know, we don't know. Just what the Reibishter gave us the permission to see and to look at. 1 minute wasn't wasted. 1 minute. Something was done. Every minute. It was as minutes. Somebody asked the Rebbe in those years that he stopped with the Yechidus. Rebbe, he says, I need my Yechidus. And the Rebbe says, he knew him, he was from Kronach. The Rebbe says, I don't have 1 minute in my day that I can do it. I don't have it. And we know how everything was everywhere. How Moshe Emes, Mr. Yerosho Emes, he didn't have 1 minute. We have 24 hours. We have so many minutes. We can give our minutes other also. We can be a big toilet of minutes. We are not using our time. He didn't have 1 minute. It was also without the Rebbe, somebody asked him something, and then he asked him again. So he had met this Jew 20 years later. He said, you owe me a minute. Because 20 years ago, you took from me 1 minute. So the other Ger Rebbe, he had a Rishus Yomim, more than 80. He said, you owe me a minute. 1 minute. As the Polish would say, Avenit is Aven. The Rebbe would say, Ker Aven. And we say, Avenut is Aven. Those are the few things that I feel necessary to say here in such an open Kodesh. Use the time. Take yourself in your hands and remember, who are you representing? You are representing something that means for so much people, Torah, Lavoide, Lechsidis, Befnimius, Oinionim. So, Chazal say, I'll give you this headache, Kalo Beinecho. It comes a headache from Eretz HaKodesh to L.A. Stand up. Again, so many tmimim. Finishing my lecture with this Birkas Hedyot. You are learning Oel Arboso. You are learning about Boitkimes Achomets. Boitkimes Achomets and Chassidish Sforim are describing is first of all our own heart. Our own heart. They say that the big business Rebbe, the Arbos Yisroel, after the Birkas Chomets, stood with the light, with a candle, and he cried and he said, what will be with the Chomet here? What will be with the biggest Chomet about my heart? I finished my house, I finished my Mesmedrash. What will be with this biggest Chomet? So we had a Chosid that was a big Talmid Chochem. His name was Moshe Chune.
So he said, the Rebbe forgetting our Mishnah. Rebbe, you forgot the Mishnah. Mokom shein machnisim boi chometz einem tzorich bdike.
Good. Achosit knows what to say.
But we have our house mokom shein machnisim boi chometz. Mokom shein nechnas boi chometz. In einem tzorich bdike.
In the bdike has to be the system of oil. Happiness with simcha. The Rebbe Shlom gave you this chus to be here. And to be out of the pledges of Tomim. ברכות מירכס הדיוק לכולכם כל איכות ואיכות מכם בשמו יתוי ובוירו. Use the time. Use your ראש השיבי, use your מגיד שיר. Be koide king in toire. Never ever be מבט לזמן. Dissolve your name as a Tommy. And as it says, כל אבו לתאר מסיים ביודוי. The ריבוי שלנו will do his as the king going in our life. You will go out from here. You will be neighbors with Hoyer. You will be a Hashem. Do you peules mekare besageule bimheiro biyomeiro omen.